Zog de Mishnah daf peidalad amid alef on the top. Kol hanech al b'shoy hagodol. Whatever is eaten and edible and is considered bosor by a shor hagodol, by a fully grown oxen. Now Korban Pesach is not an ox. Korban Pesach cannot even be more than a year. So it's a very little sheep. It can be start from 8 days old, like any korban, has to be shmoinus yomim, until a year. So what might be edible as a little lamb doesn't mean when it grows up that that cartilage turns into non-edible food. So kol hanechal b'shoy hagodol, whatever is still eaten when it's a shoy hagodol, so then yechal b'gdi harach, so then that can be eaten by gdi harach, that piece of meat. But anything that is not edible anymore by shoy hagodol, so even though now it might be basar, that's a major chiddush because you have to eat basar. It's basar. It's not good basar. Why is it not basar? Because tomorrow it's not going to be basar. So kol hanechal b'shoy hagodol yechal b'gdi harach. Which is seems to imply it's coming to be marber two limbs. What are those two things? Zok Rashi. It already became whatever became hard. Already became hard. There's nothing else that's going to change in the shor hagodol. So then, if it's edible by shor hagodol, they don't have to worry now. Then yoichal b'gdi harach. Then it can be eaten by gdi harach. Now Rashi says, "Yochav b'gdi harach, yroi la'achil bePesach ben shmoyni yomim, avo mashen inecha b'shoy hagodol ein nimnim olov." So Rashi seems to say that the chisaron is in the nimnim olov, meaning something that is not going to be edible by shoy hagodol. So you cannot be a chelik of this current Pesach. So the Mincha Shlomo is medayik from here that the chisaron is the nimnim olov, mashen kein. If let's say a person is nimna on the whole gdi, and is he allowed to eat that part of the animal that's going to turn into kosher by shor hagodol? So that's not a chisaron. It's not a chisaron in the etzem achila. It's a chisaron in the minui. If my kezayis allowed it to me in the chabura, is that part that's going to be by shor hagodol not going to be edible? Then ain't nimna molov. But if you're ready a nimna, there's no chisaron in eating it by etzem. It's not pshat that you ate shalolim in Nuyov because he's already a monui. It's not the rest of the basar. But a nimnim olav, if this is your kezayis, then you're not part of the chabura. Mashe ein necha b'shoy hagol ein nimnim olav b'pesach. Afa b'sha'achshav gachu osid l'hakshav b'soifa. Even though now it's edible and it's soft. So what are the two things in the Mishnah? Rosh k'nafayim v'aschusis. Zog Rashi. Rosh k'nafayim shekorin tivrus shebrosh guf hakotev. These are the shoulder blades. Ashpulin. Vaschusin is shar haschois. This is cartilage that turns into bone. What's cartilage? Is it bosser or is it not? The nose bone. Is that bone or is it mosser? Vaschus is shar haschois. Shaboy, kagoin. Tnucha oizer in the earlob. Vaschuse yachose, vatslois, aktane, shabse, vashidro. These are parts of the cartilage that are included. That they considered edible. The Gemara was going to ask, it's a steer. We just said that if it's not edible by a shor hagodol, it's not. This by a shor hagodol is not edible. So now when it's a shor hagodol, it is good. When it's a gedi harach. So the Gemara was going to ask the steer. Zok the Gemara. Now before we see the Gemara, the etzim dinner, the mishnah, like we said, is going on being nimna olav, like Rashi says. Is it considered basar? Is it considered noiser? That's the pashtus. Is it considered oichel or not? The Rambam, in Korban Pesach, says in Mechudesh Dekedin, he says the whole nidun of this Mishnah is what's called basar, and memel it's not called etzem. Something that's not called basar is considered you're breaking etzem. If you're going to take a bite out of something which is not going to be called basar because by shor hagodol it's not basar, so then it's considered etzem by gedi harach, and you're breaking etzem, and etzem loisish b'lubah. It's either basar or etzem, and the chisaron is etzem. So be it as nafkamina. If you're nimna on the other piece of kezayis, you're not allowed to take a bite out of that chelik that's going to turn into yavish and kosher by shor hagodol. According to the way we understand it, pashat yikur, as long as you're nimna on a different kezayis. No issa eating it. But according to the Rambam, it's called tfilas etzem. The Rambam argues on this Rambam, clearly. But that's what the Rambam learns. Zog the Gemara. Rabbi Romi, Rabbi asked the following stira. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, kol hanechal b'shoy hagodol, Yoicha b'gdi agach. V'shen enechel loy. What's not eaten, you're not allowed to. It's not bosa. Eima seifa, roshe knafayim v'aschusis. We said roshe knafayim, the shoulder blades, and cartilage is included. How could it suddenly be included? So Mama just steered the ratio to the sefer. Zok the Gemara, you have to learn the Mishnah differently. Elo tanoi, it's machlokes tanoi. V'chi ketoni. Kol anecha b'shar gol yochem b'gdi agach. V'shein anecha loy. Whatever is eaten b'gdi agach, and what is not eaten by shar gol is not eaten b'gdi agach. V'yesh oimrim, you have to insert. Av roshe knafayim v'aschusis. V'yesh oimrim hold that even roshe knafayim and schusis. Zok Rashi. Why? L'chayr, it's not edible by a shor gol. The yesh oimrim hold, there's a way that you can make it edible by a shor gol. You know how? By overcooking it. So Rashi, v'yesh oimrim, hoyle b'shor gol gufei mis'achlu b'shlika b'shul yeser, since you can put it in the pot and let it cook and cook and cook b'shul yeser. So that makes it that it's very edible by the agach. That's yesh oimrim. That's one teretz. Rova omar, another teretz. Mahein kotoni. You have to learn the Mishnah Mahein. V'chi ketoni. Kol anecha b'shar ha-godl b'shilka. Whatever is eaten by a shor ha-godl, ayidei shlika, meaning by overcooking it, then ye ochel b'gdi agach b'tzlihi. Then it can be eaten by g'di agach, ayidei tzlihi alone. U'mahein. And this is the Mishnah not coming to explain. What is this? Not that it's a tutanoim. What is this echatimtz of something that can be eaten either shlika by shargol and either tzliya doesn't need require shlika by diagach? The Mishnah says, Rosh k'nefayim v'aschusis, the shoulder blades and the cartilage. So Rashi mahein katoni. V'ochi komar. Kol anecha b'shargol b'shlika yocha b'diagach tzli. U'mahein rosh k'nefayim v'aschusin. Zogt emot. So we have a machloikus. Rava and the first teretz. Rabbi had a stira, and he answered Tanoi. Tanoi is a yeshoimrim. Rava says no, it's mahein katoni. Zok mo tani kavosi de Rava. I'll bring a raya like Rava that it's not a machlokes Tanoim. It's a mahein. Kol anecha b'shar golu b'shliko yecha b'diagach b'tzli u'mahein rosh k'nefayim v'aschusin v'gidin oh. The Gidin Harakin nidoinin kabosar. And then it says that Gidin Harakin, soft Gidin, soft sinews are considered like basar. We had a whole sugya yesterday about the Gidin, Gidin Hatzavar, other Gidin like basar. That's what the end of this braisa. So it's a raya to Rabbah. Zogmar Itmar. Gidin shesoif la hakshois. Gidin. Not cartilage. We're talking about gidin, sinews that are soif l'akshos, similar to what we learned in the Mishnah. That's something that's by shara gol and nechal. So now we're talking about gidin that we say are basar. It's soif l'akshos. So what's the status today? Do you look at it today as gidin as basar or soif l'akshos? It's a chisaron. Talk about gidin soif l'akshos. Rabbi Yechon Omar Nimne Aleim bePesach. So like Rashi's lashon of Nimne. Nimne Aleim bePesach. You talking Nimne. The Shlokish Omar, Ey, Nimna Alem bePesach. Rabbi Yechon Omar, Nimna Alem why? Bosa Hashta as Linon. You look at currently. Bosa Hashta. The Shlokish Omar, Ey, Nimna Alem, Bosa Besoif as Linon. So that's this Machloikas. And a Chiddush in a Shlokish is that Bosa Besoif is that it's not considered a Bosa for current Pesach. The fact that it's Bosa today, because Hashem Bosa is Tolui, in the future will it remain Bosa? Hashem Soifai. Bosa hashtas linon, bosa besoifas linon. Now Rashi says, Gidin shesoif lahakshois is talking about what? Gidei tzavor. We had the Gemara before, Gidei tzavor are considered kosher. So Gidei tzavor by a gdi and a tle, ein rakin. Avalim hoya maskin, soif in liyos koshim. Ein chenami, this same gid by a tle that today is rakin. Later on, it's going to become koshim. So the Gemara before that said that Gidei Tzavor is considered Eitz Ba'almo. That's talking about not when it's a tleh. Here we're talking about when it's taka less than 1 year old. Then even the Gidei Tzavor are considered rakin and it will be considered bosar. The Tosef Yegufa argues on this. Zok Tosefus, Gidin shesoif lahakshos pirsh bekundish Gidei Tzavor. Ve'einir l'rivo, do mashma da hashtem rakim kebosar legami. We're saying it's considered bosar. Va'afilu l'shok shle posar el mishum b'soif, only because you go bosar b'soif. Ule el koma el pshita begidei Tzavor mashma shem regilin liyoz noisar, ve'ein ruin l'echol kumay atzomis. The Gidei Tzavor are considered
Eitz Ba'alma. Elanira sagt Teisves, the Hainu Gide Shidra, we're talking about the Gidim of the spine, the Gidim Arakim, the Ketonim Bebreis, Ari Begide Bosse, Luchulama Bekubosar. So Teisves says, Takin are going on the Gide Tzavar. Now Teisves in the next Dibba Maskel says, you saw this take a difference between this Gemara and the previous Gemara. So Teisves, Dibba Maskel, Holom is Achli, Beshur Hagodl, Beshilka. So towards the bottom of Teisves, four lines from before gets wide. So Teisves, Vegajma Befarish. Time it is shlokish that you go basal besoif. The gidim loy domel roshi knafayim v'sach susim. The gidim soif el hakshus begdi atzmoi. Ava roshi knafayim v'schusit ain't soif el hakshus begdi la oilom. Ela b'shur agodl davka. V'loy shayach lemezim u basal besoif. Kevin de begdi v'tleim. Rakim la oilom. Zog Teisves a fundamental difference. By the gidim, it's soif el hakshus in this tle itself. Currently, the tle is less than 1 year old, so it's rakin. This tle, when he grows up, this tle, this sheep or this gdi, it's going to become koshim. So that taka is up to shlokish gobos soifon. Masheng the gemara before we talk about with that which is not nechal by a shor hagodl. So mela, it's not nechal today by a gdi. We're talking about a different animal. What's not nechal by a shor hagodl biziknusoi? So by a gdi, it's not nechal even when he's a young gdi. It's a big difference between the same animal or a different animal.
So we have Achlekes of Shlokish and Rabbi Yechanan. The Shlokish says that you go Boser Besoif, and Rabbi Yechanan says you go Boser Hashta. Zok the Gemara Eisvei. The following question: Eisvei Shlokish Rabbi Yechanan of Shlokish, who holds that you go Boser Besoif, asking Rabbi Yechanan that says Boser Hashta. Kol Anecha B'Shara Goli Yochel B'Gdi Arach. We said in the Mishnah that anything that's eaten by Shara Gol is eaten by G'di Arach. Umahein. Rosh Knafayim Vaschus is Hani in is mashma only these two items listed. Aval Giddens and Seven Lakshas Loi, but Giddens and Seven Lakshas are not included, even though it's eaten today. So we see clearly that you go Bosa Besoif and not Bosa Hashta.
Omale, so he told him Tona Hani Vuhudin Lahanoch. It's not just the Rosh Knafayim and the Schusim, it's everything. Hani, my timer, what's the reason why these are today edible? Since it's edible by a shargol b'shilka, so mele where then it's eaten by the arach. So hanachnami misachli b'shargol b'shilka. So too these other things, it's not coming lafuki other things. It's eaten b'shargol b'shilka. So mele who then it's eaten today by a gdi arach because be'etzim it's edible by a shargol in an oifen when it comes out of shilka.
Zok d'mara omle Rabbi Yomeli Rab Avin ki azalta lekamed Rabavo. When you go to Rabavo, Romile, ask him the following stira. You're telling me Rabbi Yechanan holds that you go Bosa Hashta. Miyam Rabbi Yechanan, that what? The Giddens of Seven Lakshas, Nimna Alem Bepesach? That it's Nimna Alem Bepesach and you go Bosa Hashta? Alma Bosa Hashta as Linon. Voboim in Ege Shlokish, Rabbi Yechanan. The Shlokish asked Rabbi Yechanan. Or Haroy Shal Egel Arach, the hide of the head of an Egel Arach, Maushi Yitame. We're talking about Tumas Oichlin. So Tumas Oichlin is only considered if it's oichel. When this animal, the egel arach, turns older, so the besoif, it's not going to be edible. That's not going to be considered edible anymore. So the question is, the Rabbi Tumas Oichlin, Rishlokesh Asab Yechanon, Oir Aroyshel Egel Arach, Ma'u Shitame. Do you look at it that it's Tumas Oichlin? That means look at Bosa Hashta. Or do you look at besoif? V'omaloi, and Rabbi Yechanon answered, Ein Metame. It's not Metame. Not Metame means that you look at the besoif. It's not Oichlin. So it's Mamash Estir and Rabbi Yechanan. How do you say Rabbi Yechanan says you go Bosa Hashta? He answers this Shlokish on the question of Oyar Reish, Shalega Lagach, Marish Tama. And he says, not Metama. Alma Bosa Besef Azlinon. Zog Drashi. Egel Rach Mefarish Boi Vagoytev. Kozman Shi Yoynik. Vooy Roishoy Rach. Molgin Oysa Venechel Imoy. So Marish Tama Tumas Oichlin. Bosa Hashta Zinu Metama. Or Bosa Besef Zinu Vene Metama. So he told him clearly it's not metame, so we see clearly go bas besoif. Omalei. So he answered back, the romeloch hai, whoever asked this stira, loichosh lekimchei. So Rashi, he doesn't care about what he's grinding. His head is not working. Loichosh lekimchei lamashu toichen im chitin psoilas. If you don't care if you're grinding chitin psoilas, that means your head is spurting out questions that you're not even thinking about the question. It's bechalish ken stira. Why? Yes, Rabbi Yechanan held Bosa Hashta, but after Shlokish asked him the questions, so he taka held. There you go, Bosa Besoif. Va'omalei,
Al takniteni shebeloshen yochid ani shoyna oisai. So Rashi explains as follows. So how the Beir Rabbi Yochanan and how the Gidin Shasef and Lahakshas. Rabbi Yochanan's shita was, you go boss a hashta. He was chosen from that. Why? Kedom and Bashila Beyam Amikasha. Upashin and Mahoda Arba Goitiv. The Chiposhle Rabbi Yochanan Allah Dehim and Metame. When Rabbi Yochanan answered the Shlokshas question about Tumas Oichlin. That it's not Metame because you go boss a Besoif. On that, the Shlokshas Gufa asked him from a mission Arba Goitiv. The Ketonit says, Elu Shavasein Kepsoron, meaning that it is Metame. It's a shame bossar. And on that, Rabbi Yochanan answered because he held that it's not a time that you go by the Mishnah. Don't ask me questions from that Mishnah. That's Yochid. First, he relied on that Mishnah that says you go by the Hashta. And he holds you go by the Hashta. And then he was choiz and he took and holds that you go by the Mishnah. Now this sugi we just had, Gabe Gidin Shasif and Lahakshas, do we say it's a chisorin today already? Because it's going to be a chisorin, it's going to be not a shame bosa. There's a gewaldige chiddush from the Birke Yosef in Simon Tofresh Memches. And he says the Gabe Esrik as follows. He says, if let's say you have an Esrik that has the shear the first day on Sukkos, if let's say during Sukkos it's not going to have the shear, it's going to shrivel a little, and it's going to lack in the shear that you need, so would that be chisorin already today, based on the yisoid of Kol Shesoif and Lahakshah is Basa Soif Azlinon, it would already be chisorin today? Could you compare the two sugis or not? Would we say, no, that's Dafka over here, which is a din of Basar, so a shame Basar is only when it's going to be a shame Basar later. But Soif and Lahakshah is chisorin a shame Basar today. Mashenka, when it comes to something where you have a shear today, why should today have to do it tomorrow? Every day is a different mitzvah. Bishlem by Schach, there's maybe Schach Agoy L'Shiva Be'inon, so Schach the first day, that's going to be Nismayet, and it's going to be chisorin, it's going to be Nisyabish, chisorin in the schach. So it's the first day, it's really maybe not called schach and royal shiva. But by Esrik, every day is independent. Why should they compare one to another? Why should we tell them? As a matter of fact, the Chazanish, as it's sad to say, that by an Esrik, if the first day it had a shear, it won't even be chisorin on the second day where it's lacking in the shear. Because since it was a shame Esrik, it remains a shame Esrik. That's already a chiddush the other way. But like upon him, the Bikyoitzi wants to tell too, the sheet of Soif and Lahakshayis, that Bosa Soif Azlinon, would that play a role and be a chisorin also legabe din Esrik? Zok the Mishnah Vaita. Hashoivir es ha'etzem. If someone breaks a bone, be Pesach ha'tor, by Pesach, because we had a whole sugya, boy, be kosher, or afilo be posel, be etzem le'sish begu boy. Because it's not B'nai Melachim, don't break bones. Paupers break bones. We're B'nai Melachim, especially when we came out of Mitzrayim. B'nai Choyrin. That's why you're not allowed to break it. So Hashem is Etzme Pesach, Hator. If it's a Pesach Hator, Harez Eloi Karboim. It's a life sheesh b'maisa. You broke, so you Eloi Karboim. Now there's a machlokes who's showing him, if Shvius Etzme means breaking the whole bone, or even if Kechagiras Tzipoirin, a little crack, that's really called breaking a bone. You know, Chagiras Tzipoirin, when you check a sack in for Shkita, If there's a nick with the nail, that's already called a shviras etzem. Even a small chagiras atzipoygen. The Meiri in Chulin David Ches, the machlokes is shining in this. So what's the vart? The machlokes is talui. Is the issa to do a meisa shvira? So mainly you need to break the whole bone. That's called a meisa shvira. Or the lav is that don't do a meisa that is poygem in the shlemus of the etzem. It's poigim in the shleimus of the etzem. That's even chagiras tziporin. Vos the chisoron from etzem loisish b'ruba. Is it a ma'isa shvira with makbanon, or it's a ma'isa in breaking the shleimus of the etzem? There's no shleimus of the etzem in chagiras tziporin. So zok the mishnah shemus etzem bepesach ator. Hakei zeloik aboyim avol hamoisir b'tor. If someone leaves over, now leaving over is a lav shem b'ma'isa. If you leave over behema ator and kol shkein by yitomei. That's noiser, but you're not going to be loik on it. Aval amoiser betar vashoyver betomei. Or if you break a tomei, because let's message we will buy kosher v'lo b'posel vice tois. Ain't a loikus aboy. We don't get malchus. Zok the gemara bishleima what bishleima moiser betar the tanya loiser sirim remenu ad boika v'anoiser remenu ad boika be'esh tischoifu. So Bishlema, you're Moise Bitar. I understand why you're not Loika. The Tanya. Loise, you're Menemad Boika, Vanis Menemad Boika. Beishi Sroifu, Sroifu. It's coming to tell me an essay after the Lav. Whenever something is Nitigal essay, it's Ein Loikin Olof.
It's telling me an Eitzah what to do. Like the Heshvah Zakzela. So here also, it's telling me the Heshvah Zakzela. Barakos Litin Esach Aloise. Loim Hashem Loika. So that's why it's a Lav Shenitik L'Essay. So you're not Loikin Olav. This is the Takona. If you're over on the Lav, then burn it. And then you'll be safe from Malkus.
Anyway, you won't get Malkus at the Lav Shein B'Maisa, right?
Oh, that's going to be the next Gemara's Teretz. Zok the Gemara. Barakos Litin Esach Aloise. Loim Hashem Loika. Divi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yankov Oymer, like you saying. Loim Hashem Uzeh. That's not the reason. Leaving it over is a lav shein b'maisa. That's not loika. So we have a machlokes. Is it because nitik la'esei or because lav shein b'maisa? So that's clear why there's no lav on maisa b'tor. No malchus on lois maisa b'tor. Ela shoyv b'tomei min olon. How do we know that if you break a bone, which is a maisa, by a tomei? So how do you know over there that you're not loika? Like we said, and that's the reason. Rabbi Yomer, the beginning of the pasuk is bebayis echad yeochel. You only are eating in one home, can't switch homes. And you can't break a bone. It's put together. The juxtaposition, the placement. Zakti Gemara, Kol Agoy Lachila. The beginning of the pasuk says Bevayis Echad Yochel. Whatever is Goy Lachila, Yesh from Shvilas Etzem. If it's something that's eaten, Tomei is not eaten. But if it's something that's eaten, it's tar, then it's a Shvilas Etzem. V'shein Goy Lachila, like Moshe, like a Tomei or a pasul of carbon, ain't by Mishum Shvilas Etzem. This takin or is a Shvilas Etzem. So we have two tegutzim. One teretz is because. Boy be kosher v'loy be posel, stayed behead you. That's a message with boy v'loy be posel. The second, as Rabbi says, because by is echad yochel, that's be edible. Kosher loy nechal, there's no din of that's a message with boy. What's enough kamina? Dr. Gemara, v'ay binayu. Omer Rabbi Yirmiya, Pesach habor betumah ikah binayu. Meaning, when Rabbi Kalei Sol is tomei, so we know, tumah hutra betzibur, tumah tchuyi betzibur, but it's brought betumah. So if the drush is boy be kosher v'loy be posel, so ibazoy ikbenayu lemando amar kosher, meaning it has to be kosher. Lemaisa, this is so high posel. This is a carbonate posel. It's brought betumah, a special din, a special dispensation to metruya to meutra. But lemaisa is posel, so there won't be a din of etzem loisish b'gu boy by pesach abo betumah because it has to be be kosher dafka. At the end of the day, it's a tomei. It's a puzzle. It might be brought, but it's a tome. So that's enough kamina. Vashenka, the other reason that says nechal, it's nechal. That's good for the din of tumah to betzibur. It's nechal even betumah. So leman do amar kosher daf pei dalad amid beis high puzzle. Why is the Rashi the top shenase bepsul? It's done bepsul. That's good for the vort in tumah tchuyah betzibur. Rashi going bedafka tumah tchuyah. If it's hutra, then it's called nase bekashrus. That's good for makes it mutter. But tumah tchuyah means it's puzzle, but it's done bepsul. But lemaisa it's a b'psul, so it's boy because of a b'psul. So there's no din of etzem esishbu. So if tchuyah means it remains possible, we're going with tchuyah now. Shenas b'psul the tumah tchuyah b'tzibur. Ela shekan gzeres hakosuf lepoitram boy. There's a gzeres hakosuf that lemaisa you're potter and you're allowed to bring it b'tumah. Tumah tchuyah b'tzibur. But lemaisa there's no issa shvias etzem because of a b'psul. Lemand o magoy lachila. I name goy lachila. Lemaisa it's goy lachila. Why? It's eaten betuma. So ibazoid is an issa shvilas etzem because it's totally in goyel achila. Now the first part of the pasuk says, "Bebayis echad yochel totally in achila." So the ma'ase is goyel achila. That's enough nafkamina between the two terutzim. We'll stop over here. The top of daf peidal adomet beis Rav Yosef Omar.